This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
You know, it never grows old. Christmas, the season, the celebration, the acknowledgement and worship of the birth of our Lord and Savior, this presence of God never gets old. There's nothing like it, really, this wonderful season, because it's so precious. We embrace giving and receiving gifts. And, well, you know, even if there are a few Scrooge-like attitudes that surface here and there, for the most part, the season just naturally inspires special things, giving, reaching out to others. And also in this season, for some, this year is very different than last. Our previous celebrations, perhaps a loss or a struggle has been experienced, something unfair that can never be restored. So for those experiencing loss, struggle, the loss of things that can never be restored, we gather around them. That's what this season is about, to support and comfort and to remind them that when the Lord allows a door to close, He has already begun to open another door. It's so true. I've seen it many times. In my own life, I've experienced that very thing in the lives of others. It cannot be overstated. Listen, this season, this Christmas season, God's hand on you, His blessing for you is so very real. Welcome to this episode of Running with Horses, the podcast where we get to really focus on supernatural interventions by a holy God in the lives of His people on the earth. And what more of a supernatural encounter than when He sent His Son as a baby, born for the purpose to come and become our Savior. A supernatural birth, a supernatural time. And for you, as a covenant son or daughter of a God who is almighty, you know from Psalm 105 that His judgments have already established justice for you at the center of each life. God remembers His eternal covenant. This psalm says, the word that He commands concerning you never stops. Let me say that again. He remembers His eternal covenant. The word He commands concerning you never, ever stops. To belong to the Lord and have His hand on your life is greater than anything, greater than sadness, disappointment. His presence in your life is the highest condition possible. And it's the perspective that prevails in this season, in the season of the celebration of Christmas. This perspective is His presence, you know, Emmanuel, God with us, revealed in us. So we take this as an opportune time to change yesterday's clothes for new ones. It is, after all, a time of new life. It's a birthing time. And we sing, O come, Let us adore him, Christ the Lord, Christ the Messiah, who is Lord. Oh, come. So we come right here, you know, as we're talking right now, we center in to adore him, this gift container, because it's Christmas. This is a Christ celebration. Christmas is a Christ celebration for Jesus our Lord, the one who gave the best gift. To him, we offer halal. I love that word, halal, our exuberant worship. Again, come, we adore him. Let us adore him. This Christmas, as you settle in to share your precious family traditions, to celebrate the miracle of Christ coming to earth as a tiny baby, God's gift container in human flesh, knowing that he came to die, to give his life, a sacrifice for my sin, for your sin. As we settle in Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25 are captivating. They never grow old. It never gets old. So reading there, now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Joyfully, gratefully, you and I celebrate the birth of this Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, this Christmas day. I just bless everyone joining us today on this episode, and I send my Christmas day blessing from my house to your house. If you are listening before Christmas, after Christmas, Christmas Eve maybe, the middle of the year, June or July, I send this blessing and this focus on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our focus is his birth and life and the gift of eternal life he secured for you, for all who accept him as Savior. And also, from our ministry, from our board of directors, the financial partners of A Clear Trumpet and Shirley Weaver Ministries, we send you Christmas greetings because we are grateful, so very grateful for the spiritual connection that we have with you, our listener. I believe, I feel, I sense that you are a friend, my friend, a friend of this ministry. And all of that is made possible by the production and availability of this podcast. I could not be more grateful for every layer, every person. So thank you, thanks to you, for being with us so far. The connection blesses me, as I pray it does you. And I ask the Lord to bless, increase, and prosper you, and to bless your nation and mine with His presence, so that this greeting today is Merry Christmas, Happy Christmas, blessed is your Christmas celebration. And just this encouragement, expect the presence of His miraculous life to come right into the center of your life, into the center of your family. Such as it is, every family is different. Every nation is different. Your situation is unique. But we all have this in common, that He comes to us and He abides with us. He is our Lord, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us, revealed in us. I just couldn't say more joyfully, bless you, blessing on your family, on your celebration, whatever it's like, the absence of celebration because of limitations. Some nations are experiencing that now. Many families are in turmoil. But you know, He just infiltrates that, all of that, and makes Himself known in the midst, no matter what. Merry Christmas to you. We love you so much, and we thank God for your life.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclear trumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.